Call to order, Newcastle County Council meeting, February 23rd, 2016, 6:30 p.m. Please stand for a moment of silence. Thank you. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bullock?
Here.
Mr. Cartier?
Here.
Ms. Diller?
Here.
Mr. Holland?
Here.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Here.
Mr. Powers? Mr. Retta? Sheldon?
Here.
Mr. Smiley?
I'm here.
Mr. Street? Mr. Tackett?
Here.
Mr. Weiner?
Here.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 11 present, 2 absent.
Thank you. Before we move to minutes, we have a special guest tonight, Andrea Sampson, Boy Scout Troop 803, here for his badge and government. Please stand up, Mr. Sampson. Let's welcome him. Thank you, sir. Is that the troop leader, the father? Please stand up. Thank you, sir. Thank you for coming. Give me a hand as well. Thank you. Thank you. Now we have approval minutes. Are there any corrections or amendments to the minutes of the meeting, February 16, 2016?
Motion to approve is distributed.
Second.
All in favor, please signify by saying aye. Ayes have it. Minutes are approved. Any announcements from council members tonight? So now we now have introduction of ordinances 16-012 to 16-014.
Ordinance 16012, to provide for the installation of Arlington Street Lights in the Pleasantville Place subdivision located in Newcastle 100 and for a light tax based on the cost of street lights. Ordinance 6013, to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 26, Human Resources, Article 3, Merit System, regarding housekeeping for other post-employment benefits trust fund trustees. Ordinance 16014, amend the pay plan rates of pay for classified service employees represented by Delaware Public Employees Council 81 AFSCME. Affiliate Local 1607, amend the pay plan rates of pay for classified service 40-hour workweek employees represented by the Delaware Public Employees Council AFSCME and local affiliate Local 1607.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We now have committee reports. We'll start with the
point of order, Mr. President.
Yes.
Recognize another member has joined us.
Mr. Powers is here. Thank you. I have my head down. Welcome, Mr. Powers. All right. Finance report. Mr. Smiley.
Yes. Finance committee met upstairs today. We had a report from the outside auditor, and we approved some grants.
Thank you, Mr. Cartier. You have anything to add?
No, sir.
Thank you. Community service, Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. President. Community services met this afternoon at 3 o'clock, and we had a presentation on the initiative in the county and the nation regarding homeless veterans, and I think that Newcastle County executive was one of the first in the nation to sign on for this initiative, and I think we're doing a good job. According to that report, it's very challenging work, and HUD has also issued vast vouchers for veterans who are being challenged, and we had a homeless veteran, a veteran who was homeless that participated in this program there as well today. So it was a very uplifting program to see that this population is being served and finally getting some attention.
Thank you, Councilman Hollins. Councilman Dilley, have one to add?
I think my senior colleague did a fine job.
Thank you. Executive Committee met today at 4 o'clock. We met for 5 minutes. We had a brief discussion on appointments and reappointments to boards and commission. President Pro Tem, you have been there to that.
No, thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Moving on to the consent calendar. Any member of the council or the public may remove an item from the consent calendar for further discussion by separate requests. If an item is not removed, it will not be subject to amendment, discussion, or other objection. It will be voted upon as a package. Consent calendar items are not on the agendas as such, and they are available in the back of this room or online. Is anyone from council or the public who wishes to have an item removed at this time? Is there a motion to approve the calendar?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the calendar.
Resolution 16032, consenting to the appointment of Anita L. Sterling to the Newcastle County Library Advisory Board, a subcommittee of the Department of Community Services Board. Resolution 16033, consenting to the reappointment of Paula Jenkins Massey to the Newcastle County Ethics Commission.
Will the clerk please call the roll on the calendar?
Mr. Ball?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Dillard?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Present, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Do we have any presentations tonight from council? Seeing none, we now move toward resolutions on 16-034. Mr. Sheldon.
Yes, Mr. President. I move that resolution 16-034 be read in by title only and tabled for future consideration.
Second.
Resolution 16034 to amend the declaration of restrictions for tax parcel number 08044103888, located along the north side of State Route 7, Limestone Road, Mill Creek 100, to reduce the existing 30-foot required landscape buffer along the rear property line between the automotive service building and residential properties in the community of Sheridan Square to a minimum of 7.5 feet to accommodate 19 new parking spaces.
Ms. Shelby?
It's tabled.
It's tabled, okay. Thank you. R16-034 is tabled. R16-035, Ms. Kilpatrick.
Thank you. I move that resolution 16-035 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 16-035, plan of Linden Hill Station, White Plate Creek 100, southeast corner of the intersection of Limestone Road and New Linden Hill Road. Major land development plan that proposes to construct 62 residential units, 26,026 square feet of office space, and 30,049 square foot shopping center, OR zoning.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Thank you. We had a presentation in Land Use Committee last week. This is a redevelopment. There is a Citibank building there which will come down, and this will be a mixed-use development with office space, retail, and residential. I wasn't planning on asking the attorney for the applicant to make a presentation unless everybody has questions, because we covered it pretty well last week.
Thank you, Councilwoman.
No, I'm good.
Except for Councilman
comments Smiley. Or questions? Mr. Cartier.
Just a comment. I was extremely impressed by the presentation of this second only mixed-use development plan in Newcastle County. The one that was first was across Limestone Road in a much smaller size site. This project, which proposes 62 residential units, 26,000 square feet of office space, and 30,000 square feet of shopping center, is very novel. We need to do more of this. It shouldn't be so novel. And on top of it, it's a redevelopment project where you're taking out a office building that's underutilized. We're bringing fresh investment to this part of Pike Creek Valley, new and state-of-the-art land use. And my compliments go to the attorney and the developer for taking this on, because they've got to torture that OR zoning and go to a board of adjustment to make this happen. And I think it eventually the council needs to step up and encourage more by right mixed use through the adoption of a code that will make it much more straightforward to do this. All over the country, this is what modern land use looks like. It's transit friendly. It provides walkability options for driving down vehicle miles traveled. And I'm very pleased to be able to support this and be here for the vote tonight.
Thank you, Councilman Cartier. Public comment? CMM, I'm sorry. Councilman Bell?
I don't believe this mic's working tonight.
Did you try it on? Did you touch it? Did you try to hit double?
Reach out.
Yeah, make this well a better place.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
Got it.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Councilman, were you referring to the mixed-use development up in Claymont and this one?
Well, no. There is a, you know, the Claymont development is mixed-use, but not in the same concept plan of this where you integrate into the site. In Claymont, we have commercial along the Arturo Road, but this is interior to the site.
Yep. So not a problem at all. And this isn't in detriment to the passing of this particular plan. I just wanted, for the record, to make sure that everyone knows that we have a mixed-use development that is well underway and being built in the 12th District, Whitehall. And, you know, it's something I think when it's totally done, if you get a chance, go down and visit and see what's occurring there. But without a doubt, this is going to be one of the premier mixed-use type developments and business areas and everything. So just a little treat for our own district.
Thank you, Mr. Cartier.
I was glad that Councilman Bell corrected me.
Thank you.
I'm glad we weren't discussing it.
Any other public, any other questions or comments or public comment? Saying none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Miller?
Yes.
Cartier?
Yes.
Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kirkpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President Roll Call, yes, 12 yes.
R16-035 is approved. R16-036, Mr. Weiner.
I ask that Resolution 16-036 be introduced and tabled.
Second.
Resolution 16-036, appointing Darrell Brown to the New Suffolk County Employees Retirement System Board of Trustees.
Mr. Weiner, anything else?
Tabled.
Please table. Thank you.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Can we vote on this table?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we didn't on the last one, and we should have.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any against? Voice vote, no against. The House have it. Thank you. Ordinance, substitute the number one to ordinance 15-020. Mr. Shelton.
Yes. We're at 641, so that's why we didn't vote on the other. We're in the game plan here. Mr. President, I move that substitute one to ordinance 15-020 be read in by title only for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Substitute number one to ordinance 15-020. High zoning map, Mill Creek 100 South Side, State Route 7, Limestone Road, North Side, Old Limestone Road, and West Side, Milltown Road, 5.26 acres from S Suburban to LN Office Neighborhood, and to amend the 2012 comprehensive plan consistent therewith.
Mr. Sharp.
Yeah, Mr. President, thanks. The reason why this is a substitute, it's now going to be five tax parcels. In will be now four tax parcels with four of them to be partial to be zoned ST. That's the movement for the substitute. I said this a week ago. I'm so glad that I'm able to right or wrong. One of the not everybody's going to agree, but one of the few things that I really did have a major screw up when I 4 years ago. But with everybody coming along with this particular plan, it's half in size all the way around. They got Del Dot has done a very good job, and I got to give the state of Delaware, the representative and senator, credit and kudos for working with the constituents around and working with Del Dot to actually get so there's no pass-throughs and so forth in the old neighborhood. This is something that 90% of the people can agree on, and again, I'm just so appreciative that you can right or wrong here.
Council, you have any comments or questions? This is a poll vote. Mm-hmm. Any public comment? Ms. Cartier, you have a comment or question?
Yes, can you display the revised plan? This is the prior plan.
That's the prior.
Yeah, that's the prior.
Where's the revised?
Three homes.
We don't have it?
Come on, Chairman.
Come on, Jim, get him a stick.
Where did he go?
There we go.
We're back.
This is, yeah.
There it is.
There it is.
That's it. And you can see the cul-de-sac was there, too. That wasn't passed through that the people wanted.
Right, there's three little boxes.
I wanted to follow on with that, to compliments again to the developer and the representing attorney with this and our land use planners. What we've done, evolve this plan so that we protect the community character along the Old Limestone Road on the side closer to Red Mill Creek. There's a lot of historic properties, and we've now preserved that community character with the three single residential family homes and allowing for the office development to provide medical office for the area. So I think this really fits in really well. As you heard Councilman Sheldon say, the state legislators and the community really got behind this, and I think it's a win-win for everybody concerned.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other comments? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
I am voting yes, based upon the positive recommendation of our Land Use Department and the Planning Board.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes, based on the positive recommendation of the Land Use Department.
Mr. Cartier?
I am voting yes, based upon the positive recommendation of the Land Use Department and the agreement of the affected community that it's much more consistent with community character.
I'm voting yes based on the recommendation of land use as well as the consistency with the character of the community.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes, in support of the Land Use Department's recommendation.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
I'm voting yes based on the positive recommendation of the Department of Land Use and for the work that was done to fit this new development within the character of the old one.
Mr. Powers?
I am voting yes with the recommendation of the Planning Board and the character of the community.
Mr. Ratta, Mr. Sheldon?
I am also voting yes because of the positive recommendation from Land Use.
Mr. Smiley?
I'm voting yes in support of the positive recommendation of the Land Use Department.
Mr. Street?
Yes, consistent with the recommendation of the department.
I am voting yes in supporting the land use and the positive recommendation.
Mr. Weiner.
Based upon the affirmative recommendation from the Land Use Department of the Planning Board, I am voting yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Substitute number 1 to ordinance 15-020 is approved. Anything on item J? Item K? Public comment tonight. Anything on the other?
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. Thank you.
Minutes,
good night.
Sir.
16 minutes.
New record.
New record. Wow.
Could have been less.
Right.